If you're looking for Pokemon-style Etsy items, Pokemon Pop figures, and so much more, check out the PokeDepartmentStore.com. That's PokeDepStore.com for all your Pokemon needs.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
And, well, that's exactly what you get from pre-workout. Use my code PKMANCAVE, that's PKMANCAVE, at spitfirenutrition.ca for 10% off your entire order. Link is in the description below. What is up, everyone? It's me, the PokeManCAVE, riding solo for this week, unfortunately. First, though, let's talk about some Pokemon Go. More specifically, one of my favorite Pokemon. Or at least the beginning evolution of my favorite Pokemon. So it appears that someone has caught a Ghastly. But not any just run-of-the-mill, standard old Ghastly. No, no. This one's a little special. So, a Shundo is short for a Shiny 100. They're pretty rare in Pokemon Go. They're both shiny and have perfect levels. Catching one is a big deal, especially if it's a rare legendary. However, there is one type of Pokemon that's even rarer, sometimes referred to as a Shunundos. These Pokemon are shiny, but have zero, making it largely useless for battle, but extremely rare. Well, collecting them is a challenging task, but one trainer happened to stumble across an extremely desirable Shunundo, only to find out its rarity soon after. So a Pokemon Reddit user, he goes on to say, as rare as a Shundo, I do have a 100% Gengar. Marching into battle with them called All and Nothing is tempting. Jokingly compared his new Shunundo to a previous Shundo catch. Attached to the post was an image showing off the user's Ghastly, which is both a shiny and has zero levels in attack, defense, and HP. An amazing Shunundo, of course. While they knew it was rare, one trainer revealed just how rare it really was. More rare than a Shundo, actually. Weather boosting, research tasks, and raids create IV floors where 0% is basically impossible, making it easier to find a Shundo than a shiny 0%. Others would continue to emphasize just how rare this Ghastly is, responding with, I have 37 hundreds and only 1 0. Some increased shiny chance mons can't even be zero, so much rarer in my opinion. And I have one other person said, I have 40 hundos, one being shiny, and 7 nundos, so I think it's got to be pretty rare. Now, the main reason why shundos are so rare is that Pokemon Go has zero boosts in place that prevent this from happening, from actually even spawning. To find a zero-level shiny Pokemon, it can't be weather-boosted, it must be caught in wild or from a Team Rocket encounter. Now, moving on from Pokemon Go, we're going to sidestep into the Pokemon TCG. More specifically, the new TCG sets that are coming out featuring Iron Hands EX, and just how badly it's going to destroy the metagame. So you see, the electric fighting type's move, Amp You Very Much, is a translation of the Japanese sumo slang, Gatsunin, meaning, thank you, has left fans snickering. The move itself, however, is no laughing matter, as catching those Iron Hands will cost you 2 prize cards instead of just 1. While Roaring Moon's EX Frenzied Gauging grants a player a handy HOKO in a pinch, basically, you know, hitting itself for 200 damage, is also a weakness that leaves the Ancient Dragon vulnerable to a counterattack. So, why is Iron Hands EX so overpowered? Well, only a dozen cards ever released have compared effects, including Yugia EX from Black and White's Plasma Storm, whose overflow ability took away a second reward card from a knockout. Lugia's Plasma Gale attack costs 5 energies. Another is Dialga's V-Star from Astral Radiance, which permits 2 attacks over 2 turns, which also costs 5 energies with this V-Star power. Incidentally, Dialga could team up with Iron Hands to form a powerhouse of a deck alongside Magnezone, whose magnetic circuit is capable of rapidly charging Iron Hands. So, Iron Hands EX can handily replace Ryoku in Lost Zone Box and slide into a Maraudon build to profit from energy accelerating cards like Mirage Gate and Electric Vacuum, I believe it was. An option in Lost Zone Box could be double booster energy, as you will still one-shot some draw engines like Kyria even after the power reduction. If power is a concern though, then Future Energy Capsule will compensate for its high retreat cost and increase damage output by 20. This tool card will be included in the November 17th, 2023 release of the Iron Variant and Roaring Moon EX boxes. And finally, a short history of the HP power creep in the Pokemon TCG. Over the years, we've seen the Pokemon cards basically range from poor HP all the way up to the massive, insane cards that we have today. I mean, all you have to do is just look at the base set Charizard compared to the Charizard EX from August of this year. So base set Charizard only had 120 HP, which also requires 4 energy to use Fire Spin, which does only 100 damage. For the cost of doing 100 damage though, you need to discard 2 energies attached to it. Now, it can be easier to power it up with its energy burn Pokemon power, but still needs several turns. Charizard EX though comes from a completely different world. It's a Pokemon EX, which means that your opponent will take 2 prize cards instead of 1 when they knock it out. However, knocking out Charizard EX is incredibly difficult thanks to its 330 HP. Its ability is also very strong, letting you search your deck for 3 basic energy and attach them to your Pokemon however you like. Now, Burning Darkness requires half the amount of energy that Fire Spin did and almost does double the damage at 180. However, 180 damage still doesn't quite cut it in 2023. So the damage scales with how much prize cards your opponent has taken, reaching a maximum of 330 if they have taken 5 prize cards. So how did we reach this point? The power creep in the TCG has definitely become more noticeable lately, but it's been happening ever since the game began. It's a wild journey, so let's take a look at some of these cards starting all the way back at base set. So of course, Chansey and Charizard had the highest HP of all Pokemon in base set, both tied at 120. While this may not seem like much, 120 was huge back in 99. For context, Hitmonchan was one of the strongest attackers back then, dealing 20 damage for 1 energy and 40 damage for 3 energy.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Those numbers stayed true for a while, with 120 being the absolute max a Pokemon could get to. Now, the cards definitely got more powerful, with Feraligatr Neo decks being capable of taking one-hit KOs every turn. However, the 120 HP bar was never crossed until the Ruby and Sapphire sets. EX Ruby and Sapphire marked a huge change in TCG, since it was the first set fully produced by Nintendo instead of Wizards of the Coast. The introduction of Pokemon EX changed the Pokemon TCG forever. But the initial crop of them weren't that special. Even though they gave up 2 prize cards, they all still adhere to the 120 HP barrier, with just Chansey EX tying base set Chansey. However, this all changed in the second set of the Ruby and Sapphire block, EX Sandstorm. Whew. EX Sandstorm introduced evolved Pokemon EX, which broke the 120 barrier overnight. There were many Pokemon EXs that had 150 to 160, and this all accumulated with Wailord EX having a full 200. This was a huge change for the TCG, and one that stuck for a long time. Sandstorm came out in 03, and the 200 HP barrier could not be broken until 2014. A huge change happened in 2012, though. Pokemon EX were reintroduced with capital letters this time, but they were exclusively basic Pokemon. They immediately became the biggest basic Pokemon of all time, all clocking in at 170 or 180 HP. And they also featured significantly stronger attacks, with Mewtwo EX's X-Ball attack defining the 2012 and 2013 seasons. Even Mewtwo EX's were one-hit KOing each other for a bit, but no Pokemon broke the 200 HP barrier until XY came out in 2014. Now, of course, the introduction of Mega Evolution Pokemon into the TCG was the first time ever that Pokemon had over 200 HP. Mega Blastoise EX and Mega Venusaur EX led the charge, having 220 and 230 HP respectively. However, apparently Wailord was upset by this and retaliated in the Primal Clash set, with Wailord EX breaking the HP barrier again by having 250 HP. Now, of course, this made it extremely competitive. Basically, multiple stall decks were successful in 2015 and the 2016 sessions, most relying on the Pokemon at the time being unable to hit 250 in one attack. This combined with the AZ, the Super Scoop Up, and Max Potion allowed Wailord EX to tank attacks forever, eventually decking out opponents with just their natural draw on each turn. So of course, Wailord EX stuck at the top for a very long time, getting tied by some Pokemon GXs in the Sun and Moon era. However, it was eventually eclipsed in 2019. By another Wailord. Team Up was the debut of the new tag team mechanic, which showed multiple Pokemon on a single card and gave up three prize cards. There were a ton of huge tag team Pokemon in the Team Up, but none could compare to the Magikarp and Wailord GX's gigantic 300 HP. Now, of course, Magikarp and Wailord also saw competitive success, but as an attacker instead of just a wall. While Towering Splash GX did require 8 water energy attached to it to get its full effect, decks were still capable of powering it up. One of the most exciting coverages of this particular card was when a player went from nothing to a fully powered up Towering Splash GX for 6 prize cards in a single turn. Basically, you have to have 5 energies for Super Splash, which does 180. However, if you have 1, plus another at least 7, then you can do 100 damage to each of your opponent's bench Pokemon. So he basically wiped out this person's entire bench, and probably the starter, and got 6 prize cards right off the bat. That's actually really freaking great. However, 300 HP didn't feel too large back in 2019. By this point, many decks were capable of hitting for 150 or more on the second turn, with Pikachu and Sekrom GX's full Blitz attack sometimes being used on the first turn. Reshiram and Charizard's GX's Flare Strike would hit for 230 damage, and the 4 energy cost was easily mitigated with the Welder and Cowie card. The TCG was heading to an era with larger and larger numbers. Things didn't slow down in the Sword and Shield era. Oh god no. Pokemon VMAX were first spoiled at the 2019 World Championships, with the 240 HP Pikachu and Zekrom GX cowarding in fear of a mystery VMAX Pokemon with 330 HP. Now, of course, while 330 seemed like a lot, it didn't actually end up there. Shortly after, Snorlax VMAX got revealed with 340 HP, which remains the largest HP on any Pokemon to date. Now, of course, attack damage also got scaled up significantly, with Zacian V's Brave Blade hitting for 230 damage, costing one less than Reshiram and Charizard's Flare Strike. The real tipping point came with the Darkness Ablaze set and Eternatus VMAX. Eternatus VMAX has 340 HP and one of the highest damaging attacks we have ever seen with Dread End. For 2 energy, Dread End does 30 damage times the number of Darkness Pokemon you have in play, which maxes out at 9 Pokemon in play with Eternatus' Eternal Zone ability. This allows Dread End to consistently deal 270 damage for just 2 energy. Now, after the early Sword and Shield sets, the power creep actually slowed down significantly. We haven't seen 3 prized Pokemon ever since Pokemon VMAX, just different variations on 2 prized Pokemon with Pokemon V-Star and a return of the lowercase Pokemon EX in the Scarlet and Violet block. This is where we are today, with the VMAX, V-Star, and EX mechanics all coexisting in the same format. Pokemon still have a maximum of about 340 HP, but the attack damage has moved up to match. Most competitive decks are able to deal over 200 damage pretty easily, with decks like the Gardevoir EX and Chen Pao EX having an infinite damage ceiling. Many attacks also get to damage multiple Pokemon, with Radiant Greninja's Moonlight Shuriken, Rapid Strike Urshifu VMAX's G-Max Rapid Flow, and Sableye's Lost Mine attack, all being able to knock out multiple Pokemon at once. While the power creep of the Pokemon TCG has been relatively static for a few years, we have come a long way since the days of base set. I'm excited to see if we eventually get to break the 400 HP barrier, and maybe see if the fabled quote-unquote 500 HP Pokemon that gives up 6 prize cards joke from the 2019s will ever come to life. And with that being said, thank you everyone for joining me for another episode of Pokemon Cave. I will see you again next week. Hopefully Bambi will be with us. Take care, everyone.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.